Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Once again, everyone, I'm Ray Shasho, and welcome to the show, where we interview legendary and up-and-coming music artists and authors, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today at 941-877-1552, or email us at publicityworksagency.com. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. The unconquerable spirit of Nonpoint charges up the energy in any environment, from the studio to the stage. The stamina, resilience, diversity, massive power, and undeniable authenticity of the enduring active rock crew makes them kindred spirits to their audience. Fans who call upon the band's tried and true anthems to help conquer adversity in their own lives. Nonpoint emerged as part of the cultural wave of aggressive streetwise metal mixed with melodic force and unapologetic passion that burst from underground clubs onto Ozfest and MTV in the aughts. But even as radio formats shifted and the window dressing aesthetics changed, the sheer intensity balanced with huge catchiness of Nonpoint bangers like Bullet with the Name, Breaking Skin, The Truth, and That Day kept them relevant and revered. The elite squad of Nonpoint's contemporaries and peers with both staying power and continued creative progression includes chart-topping, trend-proof survivors like Disturbed, Slipknot, Deftones, and Korn. The Fort Lauderdale-based quintet is undeniably counted among those ranks to die-hard true believers who know what's up. Case in point, less than 24 months ago, Nonpoint's Breaking Skin was the most played song on Sirius XM Octane for the entire year. The Poison Red, the veteran rock band's driving and ambitious ninth album, offers a further testament to what makes Nonpoint such a tough act for other bands to follow on the radio dial. On stage, at major festivals like Rock On, The Range, or Australia's Soundwave, and in any club blessed with one of the band's sweaty, crowd-moving, exhaustion-proof performances. From their earliest ultra-DIY releases through the true trio of major label albums to their most recent work for the world's most important indies, the energy and determination remains consistent. I'm trying to empower people, and that's it, Soriano says, with matter-of-fact clarity. It's because I'm trying to empower myself. I'm trying to be a better person. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be the best man, the best guy that I can be. I want to be always getting better. It's hard to imagine another band with the courage to tackle Jay-Z's 99 Problems, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, and Pantera's 5 Minutes Alone in the first place, let alone pull all of them off like Nonpoint does. Those reference points loudly attest to the pure skill and impressive range of Soriano on vocals, the groove-oriented rhythmic pulse of his fellow Floridian co-founder Rob Rivera on drums, the decisive and driving heaviness of longtime bandmates Rashid Thomas on guitar, and Adam Wolosine on bass, the shredding technicality of B.C. Kochmit, and how they merge together to create the unique and recognizable Nonpoint sound. Nonpoint operates with the bottom-heavy groove of Sabbath, the audacious danger of the Crew and GNR, the theatrical bent of Maiden, the in-your-face brutality of Pantera and the urgent explosiveness of Rage Against the Machine. This is music for the millions of people who connect just as passionately with Metallica's Black Album as the record of the same by Jay-Z, the same fans that grew up to start increasingly rock radio-leaning bands like Bring Me the Horizon. Nonpoint recently released two songs, Chaos and Earthquakes and Dodge Your Destiny. These songs will appear on the band's new album, Title 10, and will be out officially August 24th by Spine Farm Records. The album is the 10th studio release of the band's career. The band is also currently sorting its next set of tour plans and will spend much of this year and beyond on the road in support of its last effort. Please welcome lead singer, songwriter for alternative metal hard rock band Nonpoint, Elias Soriano. Hello, Elias. How are you?
Hi. How you doing, Ray?
Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah, that was quite the resume, man. You made me sound amazing.
you guys are amazing. You're a great band, you know.
I appreciate the love. Believe me, I do.
I tell you, man, you have a great baseball name. Now off the bat, Elias Soriano. That's awesome.
You know, what's funny is one of my second cousins is a baseball player, Soriano. He played for the Cubs. He played for the Yankees for a little while.
Oh, that's awesome. Is he still playing?
I believe so. I think he is. If not, he's probably coaching somewhere.
Well, you know, you can't miss because you're half Puerto Rican and half Dominican, correct? I mean,
yeah. So yeah, I can play baseball. Is what you're asking?
You got baseball in your blood, man.
Yeah, it's in the DNA, no doubt.
Well, I'm half Cuban, so I got a little bit of that DNA as well.
Oh, you got tons of it. Yeah, you're just as good as we are.
Yeah, you were raised in Lauderdale, man. I lived in Lauderdale for a long time. I went to school there. I used to live in, you know where Oakland Park Boulevard is?
Yes, I've lived in Oakland Park.
Did you live in Oakland Park? How about that?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. There's an awesome little jazz club off of Commercial in Oakland Park.
Yeah, Andrews Avenue. I was right off of Andrews Avenue. Went to a lot of great clubs there. Back when I was there, it was the punk scene. Punk scene was really huge, and I actually got into a little punk band, and we were writing songs, you know, because it was fun. It was actually fun doing punk.
Yeah, no doubt. Florida had a lot of little scenes in South Florida. The population let it happen, so it's a good place to grow up. That's one of the reasons I moved back.
You moved back? Did you move back to Lauderdale?
Yeah. To, you know, pretty much just bring my daughter into the Florida lifestyle.
Right. Now, how many children do you have?
Just one. My daughter Marley. She's six. She's going to be seven on July 23rd.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Well, we'll talk a little bit about Nonpoint now. Of course, Nonpoint. I believe you got the name from the Believer band, right? It was a
Yeah, it was a song named Nonpoint Factor that band did a long time ago. My drummer thought it sounded cool and hard. So you never know what's going to happen with a name when you name your band that. That's it's always a roll of the dice. I think he did pretty good. You know, we hit the scene with it for a while, went through some member changes, and you know the fans always just called us Nonpoint. So eventually we just drop the factor, and next thing you know, we're a new band.
Well, I kind of did a survey and I do a lot of research, this is pretty cool because my children, both my son and my daughter are big fans of you guys, and my daughter saw you I think three times in Tallahassee. She went to FSU. Everybody I talk to says you guys are not only awesome in concert, and you never cease to disappoint anyone with every show you guys do. Are you happy with the way the band is currently, or do you guys feel like you might have been a little shortchanged or underrated as a band?
You know, you're always, you set your bar high, you know, personally. So, you know, it's, you always want to get better and you always want to do better. I think we've had great success. You know, we have a diehard fan base that's kept us around for as long as we've been around. And, you know, you gotta feel blessed with that and, you know, really not think about what you don't have. Because, you know, grass is always greener until you get over there. So we're happy to get the success that we get. And we're happy that, you know, even 10th record in, we're still, you know, making things happen.
I've always stated this. I interview a lot of rock legends, you know, starting from the late 50s to now. I've always stated that the last era for music that resembled anything rock and roll or just hard rock was in the 90s. And I think it kind of died after that. I mean, you had you guys, Disturbed, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, you know, Deftones, all you guys. And, you know, I lived it all through my kids, believe it or not. You know, I loved that music, you know, back then. And then things changed after that. You know, but
yeah, I mean, delivery, you know, you got to think about delivery and how,
right,
how everyone's life has changed as well. You know, you're talking about a decade of only 5 decades of recorded and distributed music. Mm-hmm. So to say that it's changed that much in the last 10 years is to say, hey, it's, look how much it's changed in 50.
Right.
You know, we went from phonographs to MP3s in 50 years.
Yep.
You have to put that into perspective. So if you look at it that way, then you're not comparing your success with something that is always changing. You know, it's like comparing your spouse to, you know, a new 18-year-old every single year.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen. You can't live in that perpetual mind. You have to let yourself, you know, take a step back and see the elephant, you know, in the room, because you're not so up close, you know.
I would just rather see Nonpoint on mainstream radio instead of Taylor Swift. That's where I'm at.
Well,
right?
I mean, yes. I mean, I can see it's really that. Then you're talking about, you know, bigger fish, which is advertising and people, shareholders, and all that other stuff. Radio is, at the end of the day, is an advertising medium. So we're up against, you know, things that people, you know, want to invest in, and people put millions of dollars into. So you really can't compare it. I love the Deftones and wish that they were, mm-hmm, like you just said, as big as Taylor Swift. But, you know, they're, you know, what we love isn't always what the big mass loves. But at the same time, too, you know, you're betting against a horse that's bigger than you expect.
Well, that's why I'm here, because I want to make sure you guys get, you know, all your due diligence, because you all deserve
it. Well, I appreciate it. We're happy with the success that we've got, and like I said, we're blessed to be doing it this long.
That is a long time, I tell you that. You guys, you know, maintain for, you know, the longevity has been great. I think you said in an interview that, you know, if it's not broken, we're not going to fix it, you know, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah,
eventually people catch up and catch on. And, you know, luckily we've been, you know, blessed enough to make a record that people connect with, you know, as often as we have, you know. It's something that we put, you know, all of our efforts into. So, you know, to get and receive, you know, so many compliments and, you know, so much new momentum and new movement, especially with our 10th record. It's outstanding.
I didn't have your album. No one sent it to me, and maybe it was just too quick or anything, but I did go and look at the two cuts that you had, and there was another cut I think you guys did live from the album. But I loved it. You know, what I heard so far, I mean, you know, definitely five stars, what I've heard. And
Thank you. And
I'm really happy that you got the guitar player. I mean, he's a perfect fit, and he's a great guitar player.
Yeah.
I guess he was around just, was he from, did he join the band? Was it the last album or the one before that came in?
He joined the band just after the return, at the end of the return. So we got all of Poison Red with him, and then, you know, then again with the new record 10. So, you know, BC has been a friend of the band, and we've known BC for, you know, the 20 years that we've been a band. So it's not the first time that we asked him to join. We just kept missing, you know, the timing of what he was doing, you know, with his career at the time. And this time we just got lucky. We found a window and, you know, he committed to the band and, you know, we're here doing the music that we're doing now.
I want to pronounce his name right. Is it BC Kochmit? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Kochmit.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Great guitar player. He uses Paul Reed Smith guitars, what I understand, too. I'm a big fan of that. Yeah, because I'm originally from Maryland, and Paul Reed Smith graduated from Bowie High School, went to St. Mary's College, and you know the rest is history, man. He got a big break through Carlos with Carlos Santana when he ordered a guitar. So great guitar.
Yeah. It's an awesome guitar, no doubt. He loves playing them.
Yep. Did you guys have a certain objective in recording 10? When you started out, I mean, you're coming off your ninth album, which was great.
Yeah, well, we started, it was, you know, we took some time off to really write and take some time and give ourselves, you know, a break, some perspective, and, you know, a chance to get into the studio and maybe, you know, work with an amazing producer. We had acquired Brian Virtue, who, you know, if you look up his resume, it speaks for itself. You know, everyone from Incubus, Deftones to, you know, everyone you could possibly imagine, he's probably touched his hands on. Jane's Addiction, the list is ridiculous. But last minute, you know, unfortunately he had a family emergency and, you know, didn't want to leave us stranded if God forbid something were to happen and he would have to leave in the middle of the record. So, you know, he bowed out. We got on the phone with the label. They got us on the phone, with Fred Archambault, who turned out to be, you know, a godsend. I mean, we were literally, you know, I said it to the label today, we were handed, you know, softball-sized lemons. And, you know, because we were already in Chicago, ready to record, waiting for Brian to land.
Right.
So for us to already be literally in motion, and Fred to come in and jump in the reins, you know, taking those lemons and the size of those lemons that we had, we literally were sitting on, you know, a kamikaze shot out of the waitress's belly button instead of lemonade. It was just an unbelievable recording experience. He knew exactly who to take it to master, and it was a 1-2 punch.
Well, 10's going to be released August 24th by Spine Farm Records, and you can pre-order the album now, I guess, through your website. And it's, you know, everyone needs to go on YouTube and check out Chaos and Earthquakes. That's my favorite right there. Cut your way out of the red tape. Cut your way out of your red tape of Chaos and Earthquakes. I mean, the lyrics are awesome. What to talk about this track a little bit?
It's really the answer track to the, you know, the warning bells and whistles and lights that we were sending with the Poison Red. You know, there was a feeling of what was going on around us in the world, and you know, it was apparent where everything was shifting, and you know, things were coming to light that no one ever expected. You know, and it was something that was felt, you know, literally it rippled across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were in the middle of writing, you know, the Poison Red. Well, now we're sitting in the consequence of all of these things coming to light. And, you know, it seems chaotic right now. You know, there's volcanoes everywhere. There's scandal everywhere. There's politics everywhere. There's, you know, famine and weather. And it's everything is just literally surfaced and bubbling. And, you know, the first song that we released is really just an testament to that.
You know, I'm so glad of bands like you that do write lyrics about what's going on in life, what's going on in the world. I guess I get so sick and tired of listening, Baby, Baby, and Love You, and We Broke Up, and all this crap, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
it reminds me. Like to deal with reality.
Exactly. It's deep, you know. We need that kind of those kind of lyrics, and you know, it reminds me of the same thing happened back. I'm an older guy, but back in Top 40 radio, back in the '60s, we had a big culture change like that. Like when '68 happened, and I lived through that when we had all the assassinations. That was the scariest time in my life. Is when Martin Luther King got assassinated. Robert Kennedy got assassinated. We had the riots. You know, they were burning down city. I mean, it was hell, you know, and that's when things started changing lyric-wise, and then we started getting the, you know, the peaceful type, you know, let's have peace and all this, you know, stuff was happening, and I'm glad you guys are around to do it.
Yeah, we're definitely not shying away from what we're seeing, and you know, we're encouraged, you know, not only by people like you, but our team to, you know, put that out front and let people know that that's how we feel. And, you know, that's the message that we're all about.
Well, Larry, you got a great voice, man, but your acoustic stuff, like you guys did the acoustic version of Fix This, you know, that was beautiful, you know?
Thanks.
And, you ever think about putting some of that on your album, you know, maybe some slower tracks like that, acoustic.
Well, version? if we did that, then we wouldn't get you know, opportunities to visit people like you in the radio station. So we leave that for those moments, and you know, maybe a Christmas or a New Year's Eve show that we put together to give people something a little different. But on the actual Nonpoint record, we you know, the acoustic version of Fix This is on the deluxe.
Right. Okay.
Release. So we did put it on this new one. It's at the end, and you get, like I said, you got to get the deluxe.
Everybody's got to get the deluxe because you got a beautiful voice, man, and you know, your acoustic stuff. Have you guys? I don't think you have, but have you guys ever done an unplugged thing anywhere?
Yeah, a couple times.
So you have?
We've done a few of them.
I'd love to see
Chicago.
You guys.
Right. Yeah, we've done one in Chicago. We've done one in Madison for a Christmas show.
Right.
You know, we did a special VIP thing once when we were playing in Chicago through the studio that we worked through. So, we do it sometimes.
The other song you guys got out that you've released is Dodge Your Destiny, which is another great tune. Can you talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, that one's actually one we're doing live right now. It's getting a great reaction. It's just a fun pit song, pretty much. If you've been to a rock show before, you're going to know exactly what kind of song it is as soon as it starts.
Great song.
Thank you.
Some of the other great songs by Nonpoint, Front Lines, which was inspired, I guess, by the military and their daily risk-taking to protect the United States. That was another great track. Bullet with a Name. And I want to remind the audience, all these songs are on YouTube, and they're great. You know, you guys got a big following on YouTube. Awesome following on YouTube. Alive and Kicking, another great song. Generation Idiot, which is also a favorite of mine. What a Day, Divided Conquer Them, another great song. A fan favorite and a lyric that always pops up is Your Mama Should Have Left You in the Balls of Your Pops.
Yeah, that one was off of I Said It. And
everyone loves that line.
Yeah. People ask for that one all the time. I think that's exactly why.
You know what I'm wondering? My son loves you guys, and he started calling me Pops. So I'm a little worried about this. I wonder if I'm going to ask him now if you got it from this line.
Yeah, he's having a Marty McFly moment, I guess.
I think so. You know what another cool tune is that I love, being with a Cuban background, was El Diablo. The opening Congo drum is incredible. And this was really a different track for you guys in a way, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we've done Spanish tracks before early on. We did one on the first and on the third record. People have been asking for it for a while, so you know, when we dropped the Poison Red, we had a bit of a Spanish feeling riff that BC was playing with, so we took it for a spin, and next thing you know, it was El Diablo.
Mira no le ve es el Diablo. I wanted to, in the middle of the song, I wanted to start singing Babalu. I mean, it had a great, had a great beat.
Yeah, that was Rob. That was all Rob. That was all Rob playing the congas. His hands were hurting by the end of that one too.
Oh yeah, he did a great job, man. He did a really good job.
Yeah, he's got it in his blood.
Couple of cover tunes you guys are famous for is in the Air Tonight. You know, the Phil Collins song. You guys did an excellent rendition of that, and it was featured in Miami Vice, which was awesome. Did you get any feedback from Phil on that?
No, not even a letter of thank you for the checks. But it's all good. I'm a massive fan of Phil Collins, and he wrote a great song. You know, we were lucky that we got the first crack at it. Cover wise, and it definitely translated for people.
I actually met Phil in Fort Lauderdale when I lived there. He was at Peaches Records. I don't know if you remember.
Oh yeah,
Peaches
Sunrise
Records.
Boulevard.
Yeah, you're right.
13.
They used to have everybody's footprints and autographs on the outside, you know. And they had a lot of big bands come there and sign autographs and things like that.
That was a popular one. I remember. I grew up there, so I remember all that.
Yeah,
it was something else when our first record and our second record and even our third record got put on the outside. Because remember, they would put like the new records that were about to come out. A huge copy of their album cover would be on the outside roof area.
Yep.
They actually did all three records, and my dad, before when they closed that Peaches, figured out a way to get one of those, and he had it hanging in his weld shop when he worked.
Oh wow,
the town.
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
That was I used to love visiting that Peaches record store. It was
Yeah, great. I miss that record store.
I used to play. We used to play racquetball too. It was at Holiday Park over there.
Yep. Yeah, right there, Holiday Park, where the
Holiday
the
Park, and know who was there all the time was Chrissy Everett. She used to practice there. She's from Lauderdale.
Yep. My aunt Sandy Works used to be one of her practice partners.
Is that right? Huh.
Chris Everett Lloyd. Yep. Yeah.
What a small world, huh?
Yep. They actually went to the same high school in Miami.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I miss Lauderdale. I had so many great memories over there.
Yeah, it's a great place to grow up.
It is, yeah. Well, welcome back to Florida, that's for sure. I'm in Sarasota, and I cover all of Tampa Bay. And
West Coast.
Yeah. We just picked the West Coast better this time, you know. It was, I don't know. I like the water over here. It's just chilled, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not as busy as Lauderdale, Miami.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
I got to ask you though, but you know the great bands of the '90s. Why do you think there's so many drug overdoses or suicides from a lot of those guys? I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I remember the days of Hendrix and Joplin and Keith Moon and you know, a lot of those guys. But these guys are young, man, and not only are they young, but you know they were on top of their game too. And I just don't care.
You never know what the grass is over there. That's why you just count your blessings over here. Yeah, you,
Chris Cornell blew me away.
I couldn't explain it. I have just as much of an idea of why as you do. There's nothing really to explain why somebody would do something like that. So, you know, I try not to rack my brain around it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard to relive. You know, especially with people like Van who you know, I saw not even a week before he passed. So it's not something that you want to explain. It's something that you just kind of, you know, experience, and it has its effect on you at the depth that you allow it to. And then you try to honor them as much as you can.
Yeah, I agree. It's sad though. You know, these guys are so young, and I was a huge Chris Cornell fan, you know, since Soundgarden, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Also, and I mean that one just took me.
We're gonna miss some music, no doubt.
We're gonna miss a lot of music.
Yeah.
We really are. I was lucky enough to have some of your peers on my show. I had Kevin Martin on recently from Candlebox, another great, really good band. Kevin's a good guy.
Yeah, those.
And wait, yeah.
Those guys. He has an incredible voice. Incredible voice.
Yeah,
I am. I'm a huge fan.
I've also had Wayne Sweeney, the guitar player for Saliva, another good band that really probably should have gotten a little further. You know, I mean, I think they did well on the video game circuit. You know, which a lot of bands do. You know, getting their songs in video games and things like that. Another good way of making money.
Yeah, you really never know what is going to take or what's not going to take. If anybody really knew, then they'd probably be the richest person at radio.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a different ball game today, like you said. It really is different.
Yeah.
I also had Jeff
people,
Tate on the show.
People get their music now by exploring and reaching out and looking. You know, it's a daily, you know, task of seeing what's new and what's next. You know, it's a little bit different than the tape trading days and you know, even CDs now.
Yeah, they're pulling CDs, I think, out of Best Buy. I think they're going to stop selling them. That's crazy. You know, just think how things have changed so much.
I'd still like to see
record stores come back and go back to the old ways.
Well, they've still got a couple really good ones. Still around. Yeah. Newberry's still doing good, and FYE's holding on, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, huh? Billie Jean cover, a lot of bands have, you know, elected to do it. I think yours is the best. I mean, I liked it better than Chris Cornell's. I think, it, you know, you guys really nailed it.
I grew up on Michael, so that's something that people, you know, I used to dance the whole Thriller dance, man.
Did you really? You're kidding me.
Don't put a Jackson song in front of me. I'll slay that bad boy.
Well, you guys nailed it. I mean, I love to hear a version like that of his music. It was right on. I loved it.
No doubt.
You guys did a few Shiprock cruises. I think you did 2014 and 2016. Nothing's been. I haven't heard a lineup for 2019. Any talk there?
They normally announce it, and then you know there's a you know, heck, if they sent an offer, I would have. You know, it all depends on, you know, when it comes to Shiprock. It's just like any other show, you know, Rock on the Range or anything else. They send an offer to the agent, and you know, when we get the offer, you know, we say yay or nay. So if they send an offer, you know, I'm looking to you know, to hit the Mexican beach, man. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Hey,
they gotta be fun. Those cruises.
Let's deuce.
Those cruises gotta be fun. You know, I saw you up on stage, singing one of the cruises. I forgot who you were singing with.
LJ from Seven Dust.
Yeah, that's right, Seven Dust. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a great place to, you know, start collaborating and, who knows, getting ideas.
Oh, we've done that. We had done that a bunch of times, me and the Seven Dust boys. That's another, you know, 15-year, 18-year relationship that we've had with those boys.
Right. And you guys did Ozfest. You did, 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
2010, you made the main stage, right?
Yeah.
Did you get to meet Ozzy?
Pretty cool, man. See him. Yeah. I've met Ozzy a few times throughout the Ozfest. He's not shy to come around when it comes to, you know, all the other bands and stuff.
Right.
And Sharon's a sweetheart, so it's all family atmosphere backstage when it comes to Ozfest. We love playing them. Got to see Metallica up close. It's always a fun time with the Ozfest.
I'm a big fan of Ozzy and Jack's World Tour. I love that show.
Yeah, those two are hilarious.
They're hilarious, aren't they?
Yeah.
They get along so well, and now Kelly's involved too. You know, and so it's a great show. Really good show.
They're all great. We're all good friends.
I want to mention some of your tour dates. Now, you get back on the road August 21st. You're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, right? In the Manchester Music Hall.
And then you're coming here.
You're coming pretty close to me, an hour and a half, 2 hours away, south in Fort Myers at the Ranch. That's August 23rd.
Uh-huh.
You'll be August 24th at the House of Blues in Orlando. I just interviewed Mick Bock of Uriah Heep there. Uriah Heep did a show at the House of Blues, and that was fun. It's a good venue. You guys will be packed. It's not sold out already.
Yeah. It's going to be great. That's our big release weekend.
Oh, awesome!
So we're stoked. We're going to do Orlando. And then we're going to do Lauderdale at Revolution Live. So it's going to be an action-packed weekend.
How big is that going to be, huh? To be home for that gig on the 25th?
Yeah, just on release weekend it's going to be great. We're always welcomed at Revolution and down here in Fort Lauderdale. So new record. I think it's going to be a great showing.
I'm posting all your concert dates on all my sites, as well as they can go right to your website, Nonpoint's website, to see all the dates. And
awesome.
I've got you guys scheduled all the way up to September 22nd in Chicago, and I'm sure there'll be more dates after that.
Yeah, we're going to get another package put together and hit the road again in November, December.
Mm-hmm.
And then continue on in January and February. So we'll be out, definitely.
Are you guys going to do anything in Europe?
That's probably, you know, the either November, December, or the end of January. So we'll see.
Oh,
what
okay,
happens.
Good.
Yeah, it's always in the plan.
Here's a question I ask everybody, and I get some interesting answers. If you had a Field of Dreams wish, like the movie, to perform, collaborate with anyone from the past or present, who would that be? I'm waiting to hear Michael.
probably Prince.
Oh, Prince. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'd go with a Prince story. Those stories are always the best.
Have you done any covers? Any Prince covers?
No, I haven't yet. I don't see why I wouldn't eventually.
Yeah, I could see that happening. That'd be great to hear a hard rock metal version of some of Prince's songs. Love to hear that.
Or an acoustic. Who knows?
Yeah, or acoustic. Yeah, exactly.
Those guys were always rivals.
You guys did a an album. I found this album called Sinatra, and you sang Love and Marriage. You know which album I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That was a very interesting album.
That one was interesting. That was my first dealings with working with that producer. It was just me that did it, and he kind of wrote the vocal line and stuff. I think I'll make sure that next time I get a bigger crack at doing what I think might work. A little bit better, but it was interesting, like you said.
I thought you did a great job. I mean, you know, what's the show again at Love and Marriage, the theme song?
I forget. Married with Children.
Married with Children. If that comes back on the air, if they revamp that show again, you got the perfect theme. It'd be awesome.
Oh, there you go. Hey, maybe I'll get paid. Who knows?
Yeah. You had Jeff Tate was on the album. He did Summer Wind. Dee Snider doing It Was a Very Good Year. I mean, it was Robin Zander, Fly Me to the Moon from Cheap Trick.
Yeah. I was in great company. Like I said, it was fun to do. I'm just fun. It was
fun. It sounded like a fun project. You know, everybody's got to do at least one of those.
Indeed.
Yeah. Elias, do you have anything else that you want to share or anything? Anything we missed?
No, I would say stay engaged. Get to a show. If you really want to know what we're all about, the show is where to see us.
And
to keep
go
an
to
eye
the website.
Out, mm-hmm. Yeah, August 24th, too. Keep an ear out. Keep an eye out. Record's going to hit. You know, download it on whatever your favorite platform is, because it's definitely, you know, our proudest moment right now.
It's a great album. I recommend it highly. Start, you know, watching the two released cuts that are now on YouTube. It's going to be it's a winner. It's a winner. Non-points.
Thank you. The third one just hit Apple iTunes today.
Good.
A song called Fix. Yeah, check it out. It's a song called Fix This.
Okay, we sure will. Elias, thank you so much, man, for being on the show today, for all the great music you've given us. We're all looking forward to the new album, the upcoming tour. You know, bless you, man. Thank you for being on. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time.
Keep in touch, man.
We will. You do the same.
We will. I will. Maybe I'll come visit you in Lauderdale.
Yeah, man, or Orlando. Let me know.
Yeah, or Orlando, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'd like to cover that show in Orlando. So that'd be pretty cool.
Hey, hit up the label, though. They'll set it up.
I will. I'll do that. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
And anytime. Thank you, Ray.
Take care. Bye-bye. Pre-order the new album by Nonpoint entitled 10 at nonpoint.merchnow.com. For more information about Nonpoint, visit https://www.facebook.com/nonpointworld. Also at nonpoint.com. Also on Twitter, twitter.com/nonpoint. Also on Instagram, www.instagram.com/nonpointofficial. Very special thanks to John Freeman of Freeman Promotions and Adam Splitter PR for arranging this interview with Elias Soriano. And, of course, the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsome of BBS Radio for making the magic happen for each and every broadcast of The Ray Shasho Show. If you have comments or suggestions for the show, please contact me at theRayShashoShow@gmail.com. Don't forget to purchase a copy of my book entitled Check the G's, The True Story of an Eclectic American Family and Their Wacky Family Business, available now at iUniverse.com and Amazon.com. You'll live it. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com. Specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on PBS Radio, Station 1.